only 29% of Wisconsin's dentists take Medicaid insurance, according to a survey by the State Department of Health Services. That leaves patients with very limited options, especially as the state experiences a shortage of providers. Hope Kerwin has more on how these challenges are keeping some Wisconsinites from getting care.
Randall Brown signed up for dental insurance in 2019, but for months, he couldn't find a dentist willing to see him. The La Crosse resident had gotten coverage through Badger Care, the state's Medicaid-funded insurance program, but he found that some of the dental offices he called didn't take the insurance. Even the providers who would accept his plan sometimes made him feel judged for being in the program.
It reminds you of where some people see your place in society when you're looking for services. When they hear about what coverage you have or don't have, they immediately go into what you can't get or what you don't qualify for.
At the time, Brown had serious dental needs. He had previously been homeless and had struggled with using crystal meth. The drug eats away at the enamel on teeth and can lead to tooth loss. During the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, Brown says wearing masks in public allowed him to hide his teeth. But as soon as the masks went away, he felt people's demeanor change.
I began to really experience some hard discrimination and a little bit of cruelty.
Brown is far from the only Badger Care recipient to struggle to use his benefits. An analysis of state data by the Wisconsin Primary Health Care Association found that in 2022, less than 40% of children and young adults with Medicaid insurance received dental services. That same year, 23% of working-age adults in the program saw a dentist, and only 18% of seniors. Industry leaders say that many dentists have declined to take these patients because of the low reimbursement rates from the state. Dr. Chris Hansen is a retired dentist and president of the Wisconsin Dental Association. He says only a few years ago, dentists were being reimbursed for less than a third of what they typically charge for services. The last state budget raised reimbursement rates by 40%, and Hansen says that has helped. But he says the new rate still falls short.
They're forced in many cases to take a loss in order to see those patients. And many practitioners will do that, but we don't have the ability in a small practice environment to do a lot of cost shifting.
Hansen says the state needs to address the overall shortage of providers. The industry has seen a wave of retirements in both dentists and hygienists. It's led to limited capacity and long wait times for patients, especially in rural areas. At Scenic Bluffs Community Health Center in southwestern Wisconsin, 800 people call in every month looking for a first-time appointment. The clinic is one of the few places in the area that consistently takes patients with Medicaid. Amy Schanoffer is dental operations director there.
It's about 4 to 6 months right now till we get a chance to get you in. And I think around here, given again the dentist ratios, calling a dentist, asking for a new patient appointment, and being 4 to 6 months out, it's fairly normal.
She says many of the patients they see have more serious dental needs, often from delayed care. That could be because of a long drive to the clinic, competing financial needs, or simply because they aren't used to going to the dentist. Scenic Bluffs is where Brown eventually found help with his smile. He went through several tooth extractions and was fitted for replacement teeth. He says the many barriers to getting care may affect a person's willingness to keep looking for a dentist.
I think that a lot of people that are disenfranchised or marginalized, they've kind of learned to make do or to do without. And so they may not even attempt to look for services or attempt to get help.
Today, Brown is a PhD student studying ethical leadership at Viterbo University. He said he would like to see the state do more to increase access to dental care by recruiting more dentists to accept patients with public insurance or other types of coverage, and by expanding the kinds of services that people can receive in the Badger Care program. He still has a few more adjustments to his teeth ahead, but the care he's received so far means he can talk and eat without pain. And Brown says he can put his best face forward. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.